77 WABC.
And now, live from Windsor Castle, he can fix anything from Meghan Markle's zipper to Prince Charles's loo to the Queen Mum's HVAC system.
King and I have been standing here in the cold night air, freezing our royal amulets off.
Your royal handyman.
We, as your king and queen, are proud to present to you...
Sir Lou Manfredini. Here he is now on House March Radio.
We'll never be royal. It's a one in our blood.
You got that, that was a recording from England, right?
Straight from England.
I do like this song. I want to apologize right now for this House Smart Show on 77 WBC because Lindsay will be completely distracted by the royal wedding. So,
I'm already tearing up here.
This is not unlike her. Normally, she listens to a different radio show during this one, but now she's just, you know, completely enveloped by the events across the pond.
Our engineer came in here, and I've got the TV on here, which is not supposed to be turned onto this channel, but it is. And I've got the volume up, and he said, "You want to turn that down before you go on the air?"
You're like, "No, I don't really have to pay attention to what Lou says." Well, if you would like to, if I can help you at all, hi, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC. 800-848-9222. Yes, it is the royal wedding right now and going on across the pond, which I was trying to think. I'm not anti-royal wedding, but I suppose that it's a nice distraction from...
You're like a dude.
What does that mean?
Well,
the prince is a dude.
I know, but girlies, like...
Yeah, I get
me.
It.
Like,
you know what? I will say this. I do these two princes, both of these young men. What I have always liked about them is they seem to be very what I know of them. What do I know of them? Just what I see on TV and, you know, the interviews. But they seem to be very approachable. And Prince William seems to be happy, and he's got three kids. And I hope these two are happy as well. That's, you know, it's a great thing. And I'm very pro marriage. I like it, so I hope it goes well for those two. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC. A couple things we're going to talk about today, along with your phone calls at 800-848-WABC. We have a really cool new Tulu 2 that I was completely surprised by when Lindsay showed it to me, and I was also pleasantly surprised by the price. So if you're someone that likes to take beverages with you and keep them hot or cold, and you like to share, well, then you're going to want to listen coming up about 7:20 this morning. And then, you know, officially, even though the weather is miserable, it is grilling season. For us at our house, we grill all the time, all winter long as well. But one of the grills that I have been a sort of a happenstance receiver of, a Traeger grill, which is a pellet stove smoker, I have been so surprised by how much I like it. I've had it for the past year or so. We're going to be joined by Matt Pittman, who is the Traeger ambassador and pitmaster. Pittman?
No, I love it. It's a Pittman, the pitmaster.
Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah, that is good. So May is National Grilling Month, even though, you know, as I say, you can do it all the time, and you can really have a lot of fun with cookouts and enjoying family and friends and bringing it all together. We're going to learn a little bit about a Traeger grill and what's different about it. And it's actually a lot less work than you would imagine that it would take. I think a lot of people think about smokers and pellet stoves, that they're a lot of work. And these things really do all the work for you. And you'll be amazed at how the food tastes. It's really something else. Really, really something else. You know, a couple things I want to mention, too, before we get to your calls. With all this rain, you do have to worry a little bit about the plants. There's an old, a lot of times, I mean, I've always subscribed to you can plant everything after Mother's Day. But you talk to a lot of farmers, and, you know, kind of the real old adage is they'll tell you not to plant anything until the full moon comes in May. And that's not scheduled for another few days yet. And the weather's been kind of miserable. This kind of moisture that we get, where it's consistent like this, really gets that soil damp. you get this thing called percolation. You know, that's my favorite word.
Oh, yes.
Where the water gets absorbed into the soil and it draws that air down with it. It'll dry when the rain does stop. It will. The soil will dry out pretty quickly. And, you know, you want to be careful if you've already done some plants. A lot of stuff can drown out. And so just be mindful of that. Some of these plants, especially when they're tender and new, this excessive moisture, don't be surprised if you get a little die out. The other thing to concern yourself with, too, is bushes and shrubs. When you get a lot of moisture like this, it can lead to disease and fungus on certain plants. And so if you have plants that are tend to be problematic towards that, you know, a lot of us have hostas. And you know how right now the hostas look really nice. They're rich and green. And you're like, oh, that's so fun to see that kind of growth coming through. A lot of times hostas can be inundated with bugs and they get eaten up by a fungus, whatever it might be. It might not be a bad idea once things dry out a little bit to apply either a spray or a powder onto those now to really get some results. One of the ones that I really like, organic, is from our friends over at Bonide that make this Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. And so you can squirt that onto the plants, and you can even put that onto vegetables in your vegetable gardens, because it really is nice. And it's the kind of thing you want to do early as opposed to later, because once those bugs get going on it, you can eliminate the problem then, but it will definitely help you early on. Get a couple bottles of it, leave it in the garage or in the shed, wherever you have it, to put it out there and spray that stuff. The rain stops. Don't do it now. Once the rain stops, get that out there, and you'll do fine. The grass obviously likes all this rain, and it'll bounce back no problem. What you will notice is it's going to grow really thick and quickly, and you may see those brown patches or areas where the grass hasn't grown yet. So it'll really identify those spots to kind of scratch that soil a little bit, add some seed, a little bit of topsoil and potting soil over the top of it, and then it'll germinate really quickly. We still need that soil temperature to get a little warmer. It's still cold. I've been so surprised by the weather, the swings in the weather. This past week, it rained almost all week. It was kind of miserable, other than, you know, Monday was kind of in and out, and then that fast storm came through on Tuesday, did all that damage. It's terrible. So anyway, all that rain's a huge problem. Just keep an eye on your flora and your fauna, and pay attention to what it's doing, and stuff hopefully dries out and bounces back. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. You can always email me at housemartsradio.com. It redirects you to our TV site, where there's an Ask Lou. I answered a bunch of emails this week, and getting back to people from all over the country.
You really did. Good job.
Yeah, we have a lot of we have a lot of listeners in Canada.
I've noticed that.
Did you
too.
See that? Yeah. There's a lot of people listening, getting the feed from WABC up in Canada, which is very nice. And when I answer their questions, because of the exchange rate, I don't answer it completely. Just because I want to be fair.
You know,
get it? Yeah, so. Anyway, they have the same problems in Canada as we do here. A house is a house is a house. It's always fun for me. You know, we get with the emails, what's really fun for me is our television show is all across the country. And so one of the things that we had to do when you'll see when you email me, is it asks you, and I think you can't submit unless you tell me where you're from. Now, not your address, but you know, I'll get an email from somebody in Dallas, Texas, or from Alberta, Canada, or San Francisco, California. And so they'll say something like, I've got a problem with my spigot on my house, you know, and blah, 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 blah. Well, if you live in Los Angeles, it's not important that you have a frost-proof hose bib. And if if I don't know that, I'll answer thinking that you live in the Northeast, or you live in Minnesota or Alberta, Canada, where you have to have something like that. And so that's always really helpful. And then, I have some friends of mine that joke about this, but I do really do this. when I'm answering your question via email or on the radio, I do this weird thing that I picture the problem. Like I visualize it, right? What are you laughing at?
I have worked with you for over 10 years and I've never heard you admit this
really?
Or say this before.
It's what I, and I think that that's what, I think that's why I'm, and I don't want to make this sound like this, but that I'm good at figuring this stuff out. Like I've always been mechanically inclined. My father was a mechanic. And so if you call, I don't literally, this friend of mine says he closes his eyes and goes into a trance. Sometimes I do that, but I don't always do that. But if you're calling about, I've got this toilet tank and the flapper and this and that. Well, while you're saying all that, I'm kind of looking inside of a toilet and I'm thinking about the toilet tank and the flapper. And I'm going, well, you know, it's because not all of them are the same. And so I know that some of them look like this. And I'll say, well, you know, some have a chain or some have a piece of plastic that just fit through the hole. And so you're trying to work that through. And I do the same thing when I'm answering the emails.
When people call too, though, now that you're mentioning this, I've never noticed this, but now it's like a new thing. I'm going to watch for it.
Right.
Because when people call and I look at you through this producer window every week.
Yep.
You close your eyes.
Sometimes I close my
eyes. Sometimes you close your eyes and then you do like your hand movements. And you're like, righty-tighty, lefty-loo. Okay.
Right.
And wax on, wax off.
I was with my kids today, this weekend because our daughter, Carmen, graduated from NYU. We brought everybody into New York and we had a lovely time. Yankee Stadium in the rain on Wednesday. Radio City Music Hall last night, yesterday morning rather, which was very fun, which by the way, I have to find this woman's name, the costume director or the costume designer for Black Panther, and Selma and all these movies who went to NYU was the speaker. And she was really, really something, just a really powerful speech about, you know, these kids and their dreams and all this other kind of stuff. So it was very nice. And Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, was the speaker at...
did he say, hey, Lou?
He did not.
I sent you an email last week.
He did not. He's a handsome fella, and he's a very good speaker, and was very engaged in the whole thing, which is very nice. But this woman was really... my daughter graduated from their art school, and so was talking about the arts and all this kind of stuff, which is really kind of cool. You know, it was interesting. It was an interesting thing. One of the other speakers made the point of, you know, we focus a lot in our lives about the business of how we do all this stuff. And she said, you know, one of the honorary degrees that were given at the graduation on Wednesday were to these three scientists who all went to NYU, who were part of the Voyager project for NASA back in the 70s that sent this thing out into space that's still out in the outer cosmos now. It's past Pluto and it's in another, you know, heading to another universe. And on there is a gold record, literally a record that is playing with all different forms of art from Earth. There are poems, there is music, readings, you know, different languages, all this stuff going on and on. And I guess it was a joke. I don't remember this, but, you know, there's Tchaikovsky and there's, Mozart and there's even Chuck Berry, on this gold record that's leaving. So in other words, they sent art into the cosmos as a greeting card to potentially any civilizations
so
that
cool.
may find that, right? And I guess there was an old joke back in the 70s. Steve Martin was on, I think, Saturday Night Live, and they said that the Voyager's been found by aliens, and they sent back a four-word response. Send more Chuck Berry. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC. Hey, are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew, ARG, is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's, well, it works two ways, on contact and when the insects feed. This will ensure that the insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. You can use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Get some Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today. Go gardening organically with the Captain. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is available at these fine retailers: Staples Garden Center in North Babylon, New York, Rosedale Mills in Pennington, New Jersey, and Weed and Doria in New Canaan, Connecticut. Or visit them at bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. 800-848-WABC. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
Hi, we're the Sons Manfredini, Max
and Quinn.
Now back to the big guy, our dad, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
Thanks, boys. Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 is our phone number. Anybody that's got a problem with something going on around your home that's not royal wedding talk, well, you can talk to Lindsay about that, but we're happy to take your call. Jen is calling in from Jersey. Jen, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I enjoy your show. A lot of good tips.
Thank you.
Enjoy it. Yeah. I live in Northwest New Jersey. It's a wooded area up here. And I have a persistent problem with crickets in the basement. They're not the kind that make any noise. They just jump around, and I put stuff out and sprayed, and, you know, it helps a lot, but they're still here.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any pets?
No.
Okay.
No.
There is a product that you're going to buy at the hardware store called diatomaceous earth.
Oh, boy, you better spell that one for me.
No way. let's see. Let's see how I did. Wait, okay. Ready? Hold on. Lindsay, look it up. My word is D-I-A. No. D-I-A-T-A-M. D-I-A. How do you spell it?
D-I-A-T-O.
O.
M.
Mm-hmm. O-M. Okay.
C.
C. I wouldn't have got that.
E. O-U-S.
And
Diatomaceous earth is a... It literally is from the ground. You know, it almost looks like dirt, and it comes in a little shaker bag. And in the corners, Jen, of your basement, you're going to sprinkle this down. And when the crickets crawl through this, it gets into their ectoskeleton and eliminates the crickets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's not harmful. It's not harmful for you. I mean, if you got it on your hands, you just wash your hands. That's it.
Sure, and just be careful with it, of course. And where would I get that?
At the hardware store or garden center.
Oh, really?
You just got to be able to say it. Diatomaceous earth. It's a really difficult word. When you look at it, you would never be able to say it. And then now I've just over the years learned to say it. Diatomaceous earth.
And I might be able to get it on the internet if I can't get it at my local Home Depot.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I think even Bonide may make diatomaceous earth. I mean, it's a package thing that you can put on there. It's a secret. It's been around forever, and it works really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to try it because nothing else has. You know, I've sprayed with ant spray. And
Yeah, crickets are tough.
They are. Yeah, they really like it here.
Yeah. Well, you've created a welcoming home for them, so find some solace in that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jen. I appreciate you being part of the show. Okay.
Really enjoy it.
Thank you. Let's do our Noodaloo 2. I am holding on the studio console right here my Yeti, what do you call this?
Tumbler.
Thank you. It's a giant tumbler, which when I first got it, now I'm not a small man. I'm not dainty. Lou Manfredini, not dainty. My wife calls me big and chunky. I don't like the chunky part.
Right? She does not.
She does. She kind of giggles when she says it, but I'm like, come on. I'm a large man.
Husky.
Husky. Yeah. You know, there's a picture somewhere on the internet of me and John Cena.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
When you think
and then
of John
you look
Cena.
There.
Huh?
You look dainty next to him.
Well, I'm bigger than John Cena.
Oh, really?
I mean, I'm taller than he is. I mean, he's built like a Mack truck and such a nice guy, by the way. Anyway, this tumbler that I have from Yeti, I fill with a cup of coffee in the morning because we do these radio shows all morning long, and it keeps the stuff really hot. But it's just for me. Can't share with anybody. Take a listen to this Noodaloo too.
Sometimes you just don't want to drink alone. We get it. Whether you're sitting around the campfire, tailgating your favorite sports team on the job site, or maybe even in bed this morning watching the royal wedding unfold. Why not share the love? Hey, I'm not just talking about booze, people. You're probably still in your jammies. Although in London right now, it is technically afternoon. Anyway, whether you're drinking a beer or royal tea, this morning's Noodaloo 2 is awesome. Manna's Stack Growler is a groundbreaking stainless steel and vacuum insulated 64-ounce jug with an easy carry handle. It's durable, has a wide mouth for easy filling and quick pouring. It'll keep things cold for 24 hours and hot for 12. And while you might be thinking, same old, get this. It comes with 4 detachable and reusable cups that you don't even know are stacked on top of each other and basically built into the design of the growler until you start unstacking them. You will blow minds. The Manna Stack Growler goes for $49.99 on ManaHydration.com. I'll put a photo and a link, as usual, up on Lou's Facebook page, so check it out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Is it wrong for me to immediately go to the fact that I could make like a cocktail in this for a barbecue?
No, because my first thought was, will it fit a bottle of wine?
Oh, yeah. Right. Just a quick correction point. Lindsay, in the information they sent her, it said that it will keep things cold for 12 hours. But on the actual label on the...
I said cold for 24, and the label says...
Excuse me. Yeah, cold for 24. The label says cold for 48, so and hot for 12. Okay. It's $50.
Yeah.
The reason I pointed out my Yeti, the large Yeti tumbler that I have, is $39.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
$39?
$39.
Wow.
This tumbler right here is $39. Yeah. I think they may have lowered the price $10, but okay. So now it's $29. And it's just for me. You can't have any. Get away from my coffee.
Nice.
Or my tea.
Nice.
This growler thing, so if you imagine a giant thermos, it looks like a giant thermos. However, when you unscrew the handle, what looks like the cup for one, this little rim comes off. And
or it
there,
doesn't really look like a cup at all. I mean, it's
well,
like
this
a
sort
top.
Of, well, it looks
so?
Like a top, sorry. Because normally on a thermos, this would be the cup that I would then pour my coffee in.
Okay. Got it.
4 of these stainless steel cups, which are like nice stainless steel, you know, BPA free. They're stainless steel, for crying out loud. And then you've got another handle, and the lid comes off, and it's a nice spout full of hot water right now for our tea.
You're right.
For England. I like it. It's really cool. The company looks like it's based out of New York. I think this is a cool idea.
It would be good for like camping or if you're, I think I mentioned that in my piece too, on the job or just, you know,
oh my
you
gosh.
Bring
I mean,
it to work on Saturday morning.
Yeah, no,
share,
no.
Finally.
Camping. I'm going to a charity event tomorrow with my boys tomorrow. And, you could bring coffee in this and you don't have to like bring a bunch of different thermoses. You just bring one. It's got a nice handle, carrying handle. I mean, you fill this with 64 ounces of water, it's going to get, it's going to be heavy. But if you filled it with margarita, who cares how heavy it is, right? The more you drink, the lighter it gets, right? Woohoo! Happy wedding! Do you think they're drinking margaritas? No.
No.
No. So that's cool. Manna, what's it? Manna Hydration is the name of the company.
Yeah.
And the website is mannahydration.com, the Stack Growler. They make other stuff too?
They've got a bunch of stuff, yes.
Yeah, this is cool. Yes. I really like it. Very cool. And where did we find this?
This was at the Houseware Show in Chicago.
Very
this
nice.
Past March.
800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. 9222 is our phone number. When we come back, I mentioned to you that it's grilling season. May is National Grilling Month. We're going to talk to Matt Pittman, who is the Traeger Ambassador and Pitmaster, and learn all about Traeger grills and why it might be the right grill for you. We'll be right back.
Ready for the summer.
You're tuned in to House Smarts Radio. Now back to Lou Manfredini on 77 WABC.
Are you ready for the fireflies and moonlit skies and a whole lot of fooling around?
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, on 77 WABC. 800-848-WABC is our phone number. 800-848-9222 is the number. Before we get back to your phone calls or get to your phone calls, let's talk about grilling. And how fun it is to be cooking outside and all the different recipes and things you can try on a grill. But have you ever thought about a Traeger pellet stove? Joining me on the phone line right now is Matt Pittman, who is a Traeger ambassador and pitmaster over at Traeger. Matt, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio once again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you so much. Matt, give our listeners a little 411 on what a Traeger grill is.
So a Traeger grill is a pellet grill. So it's a grill that has a large hopper on it that holds wooden pellets, so 100% all wood pellets. It's fed by an auger system into a fire pot that basically lights and maintains desired temperature for you the entire time. So it really takes all the hard work out of grilling and smoking. You know, you basically set a desired temperature with a particular flavor of pellet that you want. It's that simple, and then you put your meat in, and you go. So it's just super, super simple.
I think a lot of people, when they first look at these grills, get a little intimidated by it, but what you just described is really true, right? It's the kind of thing that, with just a tiny bit of preparation on whatever it is you're going to be grilling, you can get some amazing results.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, some of them do look like kind of maybe a large smoker. So people look at it and say, that's not really for me. But, you know, it could be a Tuesday night after work when you don't have a lot of time. And some people may not want to light up a grill. It's not the weekend. It's easy to just set the temperature, turn it on, you know, walk inside, season your chicken, put it on and go and have great, you know, wood-fired tasting food for dinner in the middle of the week.
Well, one of the things with these pellet grills that I've noticed, and when you and I talked the last time on a different show, I mentioned to you that I kind of reluctantly became a Traeger user and now a Traeger lover, is it does take a little bit more time because the smoking part of it to get that flavor, it's all about low temperature and slow, right?
That's right. So I'm a barbecue man at the core. That's kind of what I do. And, you know, there's no substitution for the patience it takes to do low and slow barbecue. So if you're trying to make pulled pork or brisket or, you know, things like that, it's going to take a lot of hours to get it done. But it's also the best tasting, in my opinion, and worth the wait.
These units are very simple in their design. They have that auger that you mentioned where you've got a kind of a side holder of all the pellets, and it just mechanically feeds it when you plug it in. It's an electrical appliance. You plug it in, and there's a bunch of different sizes of these units. And now, when I was out at the International Hardware Show, and I saw that they introduced a new tabletop unit. Have you had a chance to look at that one yet?
Yeah, it's much smaller looking in size, but you know, there's some people that don't need, you know, a huge grill or a lot of capacity. Maybe they're not entertaining. Maybe they're feeding from one or two, and it's a great option where you don't have to spend nearly as much money. It doesn't take up much space at all.
Right.
So yeah, there's a lot of different options.
That's awesome. Now, you've been doing this a long time. What would you say is one of the staple things that somebody would make on top of a Traeger?
Well, you know, not to be too generic, but honestly, a lot of people say when you first get one, you need to try a whole chicken on it just because of how easy it is. And whole chicken's the cheapest way to buy chicken. It's, you know, usually about $5 or so.
Right.
And you really, the instructions are turn the unit on high, put the chicken in seasoned, and don't open it until, you know, the allotted time. And then it comes out, you know, crispy, it's juicy, it's really good, and people are blown away by the ease. So, you know, again, not to start too generic, but, you know, the stuff that you want to make Monday through Thursday, it's easy.
And for those, have you done non-meat items as well on the Traeger? I mean, is it suited for other types of foods on there as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So I hate to admit that, you know, I actually do vegetables.
It's okay. It's we should probably all eat more vegetables, Matt, along with our brisket. Yeah. It's okay.
that's exactly right. But, you know, honestly, I always talk about during the week because I'm trying to emphasize the ease, but we do lots of vegetables during the week and trying to get our kids to eat more vegetables. So we're always putting all sorts of different vegetables in the Traeger, whether we're, you know, just putting it on the grates or if we're doing something in cast iron skillets inside the Traeger, you can put anything. They're really versatile. I mean, you can grill, bake, smoke, braise, just all sorts of things depending on, you know, whatever you're wanting to do.
Yeah, it really is something else. I think that if you're looking for a new experience when it comes to, I mean, would you call it a grill? I mean, do they like to call themselves a grill or do they like to call themselves a smoker?
Well, so the name of the company is Traeger Grills, and it's a 30-year-old company, so I'll definitely say they like to call it a grill. But there are people that look at me and say, well, it looks more like a smoker. And,
right.
And so, you
I mean, you could do, I mean, hamburgers on it, right? I mean, you could turn it up and do it, right? I mean, that's, you certainly could do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I do, you know, when I'm trying to get these quicker meals out. There's nothing like just turning it up and throwing the easier things in life like hamburgers on it, and it's great.
Yeah, that's so cool. I know there's a bunch of dealers that carry them, but probably the best place to go is their website, right? Where do people go to learn more about Traeger Grills?
Yeah, TraegerGrills.com. You can see every unit. You can locate dealers. You can order online. You can kind of see what you want. Super simple. And they've got great social media, too, by the way. I always tell people that even if you don't have a Traeger, their app is the coolest app in grilling. So the new recipes constantly, they're gorgeous, they're styled really well. So lots of great resources from both the website.
Yeah, I've spent some time on their website. Their recipes are very easy. They've got it set up where you can print them and take them out if you want, or just keep them on your phone and go that route. It's really cool. Matt Pittman is a Traeger ambassador and pitmaster. May is National Grilling Month. You can learn more about Traeger Grills at TraegerGrills.com. Matt, have a terrific rest of the day and a nice weekend.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks so much for joining us. It is so much fun to do a little grilling this time of year. And I'll tell you that these Traeger grills are something else. Really cool. Traeger is spelled TraegerGrills.com. And you can locate a dealer at their website as well. 800-848-WABC. I just constantly look through the producer's glass, and Lindsay looks at me, and she's just smiling. She's not smiling at me. She's turning and looking at the princess.
There's a lot going on in here.
I know. Along with everybody else who's, you know, they're not calling because they're all watching the wedding. Well, I get it. I'm not... How am I going to compete with Prince Harry?
I can guarantee you this was for the wedding this morning, but I'm just looking through these emails, you know, that come through for you.
Right.
But one is asking, this is urgent. I really need to get your wife's scone recipe.
Oh, right. Because of the wedding. So I have talked about this. My wife.
This is urgent.
My wife. Makes these amazing scones, and she would wake up in the morning and make scones for our kids going to school on a regular basis. Fresh, hot scones that my kids, I don't think they take it for granted, but she makes this super easy. You make them now, right? Your daughters.
My girls at least once a week.
And they love them.
Love
it. Right?
They and, love the chocolate chip.
And what is it? Flour, a little buttermilk.
Flour, sugar, baking soda and powder, buttermilk, butter, and then what? Like
my wife will put blueberries in them, or you can do chocolate. It does exist.
All
so all you have to do is Google Mary Beth, that's my wife's name, Manfredini scone recipe, yeah. And it'll come up.
I'll put it on your Facebook
yeah,
page.
Yeah, put it up there too. And so she makes them. She used to just make them where she puts a. I mean, I'll come down in the morning. You know, this is how it goes when she's going to make scones. If I get up before her, like on a Saturday, she'll say, turn the oven to 400 degrees.
Yeah. So I don't even need the recipe anymore.
Right. She doesn't either. The scones are great. And so if you want to make some scones for the wedding, I know the wedding's almost over. But, you know, if you want, it's early. So you're probably, let me tell you, when they come out of the oven and they're warm, I'll take a little piece and you take a bite with a cup of coffee. Oh, it's unbelievable. Mary Beth Manfredini scone recipe. Google it. Hey, you know, a pretty common problem in our area is moss, mold, mildew, and algae on outdoor surfaces, especially with all this rain. You scrub it off and it comes right back. You don't want to use bleach or harsh chemicals, right? You need something that's a gentle, non-acidic cleaner without any bleach or phosphates. That is Wet and Forget Outdoor. You just spray it on, wet it, and forget it. Then every time it rains, Wet and Forget gently cleans that black and green stuff off virtually any outdoor surface. It works on brick, stucco, stone, decks, sidewalks, driveways, and more. With Wet and Forget, there's no scrubbing, rinsing, or dealing with pressure washers. And for hard-to-reach places like roofs or second-story siding, check out the new Wet and Forget Rapid Application Hose End. It attaches directly to your garden hose and sprays it up to 30 feet. Make cleaning easier. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget today at your hardware store or visit wetandforget.com to find a store near you. Our phone number is 800-848-WABC. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 77 WABC. We'll be right back.
77 WABC.
Have a question about your home for Lou? Good thing you're tuned in to House Smarts Radio. Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, on 77 WABC.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, on this royal wedding day. 800-848-WABC. That's the number that Steve dialed in Rockland County. Steve, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
How you doing, Lou?
I'm great. How are you?
It could be better.
All right. Let me see if I can help you be better.
Okay, great. I spoke to you last week about the bees, the carpenter bees in my house.
Okay.
And I tried it, and so far, it's working.
Okay. Now, you did it. You spray. If I'm remembering right, I told you to use like a foaming spray, right?
Right, right.
And you got to do it for like a couple days consecutively.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now I got a problem with this wild-looking bamboo in my yard. Ooh. Is there any way to kill this stuff?
Where is it?
It's all around, like, in the wooded area of, in the back of my house. But it grows up so fast. You know, you cut it down, it comes right back again.
Right.
You know?
Okay. So and we're talking about bamboo, right?
Yeah, it's bamboo.
Okay. So here's what I would tell you to do. Now, in that wooded area where you're talking about, does the grass come up to it?
Yep.
And then you've got like a line of the bamboo, and then what? Is there other trees? What else is in the wooded area?
Well, just trees.
Okay.
That's
all right.
But it'll grow right in the grass.
Exactly. It keeps coming into the grass.
Yep. I cut it down on my lawnmower, comes right back again.
Okay. So you got to kill it at the root. Now, how much of it has infiltrated into your lawn?
A lot.
Boy.
A lot has. I mean, I can cut it down, and then before I know it, there's more.
All right. Let's do this. Let's try and change instead of trying a chemical, let's try and change the pH level in your soil. All right?
Oh, okay.
You're going to go to the garden center or the home center and look for Bonide's lime, bags of lime.
Okay.
Okay. And I want you to take that. You got a big yard, small yard? What do you got?
A quarter of an acre.
Okay. So there's different size bags at the garden center.
Okay.
Bonide makes this lime that you're going to sprinkle onto the lawn, and you're going to change the pH. and try and level it all off. In a perfect world, I'd like you to test the soil. You can get a pH tester. Sometimes the garden centers will lend them to you. If not, they don't cost a lot. It's like a probe that you're going to stick in the lawn. You're looking for seven. Seven is the kind of the pH level that you're looking for. If it's lower than that, your lawn, you're too acidic, which may be why the bamboo's coming in there. It likes, you know, that could be what it's going on. If you can put the lime and change the composition of the soil, what kind of fertilizers have you used in the past?
None.
None. Okay. All right. So let's try this. Give it a couple weeks and see if this helps. If not, your only alternative then is to use a total kill, like a Roundup. But the problem is it's going to kill.
That. I've tried Roundup.
Yeah, it's going to kill your grass too.
Yeah, but I know that. Yeah.
The whole idea is when you spray, if you let the bamboo grow a little bit, you let the lawn grow, and you spray each individual bamboo, which takes forever. It goes down to the root and kills it at the root.
Mm.
But you have to gently and carefully spray it. Try this lime first. Give it a couple weeks, and then call me back and let me know what happens.
You got it.
Steve, have a good day. Appreciate you calling this morning. 800-848. 800-848-WABC. 800-848-9222 on Long Island. That's where John's calling in. Hey, John, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Lou. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I bought a wooden wood floor from one of these discount wooden floor places. And when I go to clean it, and I bought the chemical that they told me to clean it with, it looks real nice while it's wet. But when it dries, it has like a dull finish, even though it has like a hard finish on the wood itself.
Yeah. What did they tell you to buy?
I don't know the name. They sold it in the store itself. When I bought it, I bought 5 gallons of it.
Oh, geez.
Overkill.
Yeah.
Is there something I can buy anywhere that will give me a shine?
Yeah. So here's what I want you to do. Go to the hardware store and buy a bottle of a small spray bottle of Bona Chemi hardwood floor cleaner. B-O-N-A, Bona Chemi hardwood floor cleaner with a microfiber. Did they tell you to use a microfiber mop when you're using this? What are you using?
I bought a special mop. I bought everything I was supposed to buy.
Okay, so you can still use that mop. Make sure that mop head is clean, okay? Then I want you to spray a little area with the Bona and then hit it with the microfiber mop. And then after one good cleaning, you should see a huge difference. It's a pH balanced cleaner, no film, and it should keep your floors looking really nice. And then if that works for you, they sell gallons of it. You can refill the spray bottle, but that way you don't have to spend a ton of money.
That's awesome. That's great. Because, I mean, you know, you clean it and it looks great, and then when it dries, it's got like a dull film on it.
I got you. Oh, I hear you.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
And
thanks, Jim.
Not everybody cares about the wedding. Yeah, it's good to listen to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, by the way, this portion of House Smarts is brought to you by Bonide Products. They're family made in America and available at a retailer near you, or visit bonide.com. All right, now, if you didn't get through today, you can always email me at housemartsradio.com. And I know we had the royal wedding distracting us today. I get it. But guess what? I'm going to come back next week and help you out. You're going to be like, oh, I should have asked him all this while Prince Harry was putting the ring on Meghan. So anyway, that's really nice. And by the way, also remember, Wet and Forget is the easy outdoor cleaner now available in a rapid action hose end with up to a 30-foot reach. Easily clean annoying black streaks on your roof without getting on a ladder. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay dry. House Smarts Radio will be back next week.